Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe. Join us for the best in relationships, family, health, well-being, spirituality, intuitive development, the future, and the past. All present in the Love Cafe. The Love Cafe call-in line 347-308-8478. That's 347-308-8478. And now, Scott Cluthie's Love Cafe.
It is Love Cafe, live from the Hurricane Bunker in Dallas, Texas, because, well, my lovely wife Faye and I did have to leave Houston. Gratefully, our home was not damaged in any way, major capacity. The business we were doing, working with the seniors, and was really, well, the plug was pulled on that. But so much misery, so many bad things happening to so many people, and so many good people coming out, including in Houston during Hurricane Harvey. Of course, now this new hurricane, Irene, took over, and Jose's out there twisting around. I'm not sure what Jose's doing today because we've been working, because gratefully we've been able to come to Houston, to Dallas, and pick up our pieces. So we feel very blessed, yes, really, with a capital B, and grateful, and to continue to work and help support seniors in their communication. That's what we do. Then here's Love Cafe and the radio and working with another kind of communication, multidimensional communication many times, with great guests. And this evening is no different. It's a longtime friend of mine, very gifted, intuitive, and someone who's been on the show quite a lot. So I was very excited to have intuitive Pam Jenkins with me tonight live. Hello, Pam.
Hi, Scott. And actually, I think Irene was either last year or the year before. This last one was Irma.
Thank you. I mean, Irene, Irma, I think that's her sister, right?
It could have been.
You're helping me. Yeah, you're helping
Irma
me a lot
was a
there.
Lot, and then, a lot more angry, I think.
I mean, really, it's horrible. I mean, just the devastation is beyond belief. But that's why I just said the eye of the hurricane, not just the physical activity that's going on our planet, obviously, and the misery level index is pretty high for so many millions and millions and millions of people. And to have your entire life, everything you've built, all the material, all the things you've held on to, all your memories, yeah, they say you can just, oh, you can, that all can be replaced, which is true. But I don't care. When you're sitting in the dark after about a week with no air conditioning and no water, and maybe some food or these ready-to-eat meals, and you don't know, and you can't even leave your house because there's palm trees and telephone poles, and there might, oh, by the way, might be people going around deciding to go into your houses and see what's there, and it almost like a feeling of the breakdown of the human bond, and sort of a civil discourse, if you will, that how the underpinnings of our culture, of our lives, of our humanity can be ripped asunder so quickly. And we see great acts of courage, great acts of love, great acts of faith, and we see great acts of the other kind as well. And then we have nature, which nature doesn't really seem to care. Nature did not ask us if she could tiptoe or he could tiptoe up the Gulf Coast in the Florida Peninsula. And little Jose, I don't know where Jose is today. Is it swinging around to hit the East Coast now, Pam? I haven't had time to even look at the news today.
Actually, Scott, I gave up all of that stuff. We don't even have cable TV anymore. I don't have
well, okay.
The only news I get is when I see something on the internet, you know, because I'm checking email or something and I may come across a news feed. But I actually got rid of all of that because I just felt like it's nothing but fear-based poison. And, you know, I know I keep aware.
Well, thanks a lot for that, lady.
Sorry about that, Scott. I keep an awareness.
That's all right.
Because I need to know what's going on, but I don't feed myself that stuff on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, I come from media 40-some years, and it's kind of who I am. But it's really about using media to, as you well know, evaluate and lift us up and to find inspiration. But we have to point out, too, that what people are going through, because I think empathy is one of the greatest gifts we're given. And if we don't use empathy, then who will be there for us in our time? And I know that you're very, you're not just an empath, but empathetic and very sensitive and very giving and caring. And there's so many people that need that help one way or another out there in the world. So folks, do what you can. We are going to take your questions and comments at 347-308-8478. And I want to remind you just about Pam Jenkins' really gifts. She came into this life with these gifts, clairaudience, clairvoyance, which is the ability to see from an intuitive level, from a psychic level, call it what you will. Clairaudience is the hearing, the inner ear. Clairsentience is the sensing. And all these gifts bestowed from heaven above. And her website is heavencallingearth.com. So, Pam, we've talked many times, and you've talked in the past about you going through your own personal vibrational shift, your own challenges, your own, crisis. And it is coming, as I was saying, I feel strongly that now we've truly entered what's called the Age of Aquarius, and it's not necessarily a smooth ride to the top of the mountain. It's actually going to be very disruptive. And what was before, we'll go after. And the enemy, the friend, the enemy of my enemy is my friend is something that actually you can postulate and see. And Michael Luton, good friend, who's an incredible astrologer up in New York, talked about this 10 years ago. He said, you know, folks, got to realize what's going to be coming is that the people who are all aligned in one camp are going to start turning on each other in that camp and become allies of another camp. We're seeing this played out in the political arena, like snap overnight with the deuce card being played in the middle. Of course, the Joker card, that's Donald Trump. And now the best friend of Democrats you could ever see, right, this week, at least this hour. And he's a Gemini. And the moon hit Gemini when he came to this conclusion, sitting there with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, that the DACA kids are going to be okay, and we'll put the funding for the wall at the end. Of course, the next day came back and said, well, that's not what I really meant. But that's a Gemini talking sometimes, unfortunately, or fortunately. I thought it was interesting that Nancy Pelosi sat on one side and Chuck on the other, like the Gemini twins, and he's in the middle, a Gemini with a Gemini moon, and made this a complete about-face that absolutely ruptured many of the blood veins of many conservative Republicans. Like, who's this guy? What's your name? What do you do for a living? Oh, you're the president. Okay. Anyway, it's very, I mean, just watching it play out on all these levels. And so enemies become friends because of the need for humanity. And friends become enemies because of a line in the sand that suddenly becomes a belief that's hard as crystal and can't be crossed. So we're in for some turbulent times, man, one way or another. And talk a little about your personal journey. You talked about that and what you see going on now. And, you know, we were talking before the show about how you say, wow, I'm glad I've gone through this transformative phase of my life because I'd hate to be taking it on now. But let's support people who are.
Absolutely. And I believe that's why they started mine when they did, so that I would be ready for when this stuff hits top level. Okay. And that's sort of the way it's always been. I mean, I usually go through things before they bring me clients that are going through it. You know, what better teacher than experience?
Interesting. Yeah.
And, you know, I've experienced probably every symptom that anybody could with this, from, you know, having the high pitched ringing so loud that it disoriented me. Okay.
Mm.
To the point
yeah.
of, you know, throwing me in the hospital several times. And, you know, I had symptoms of a heart attack. I took what felt like a shock to the left side of my head. And to me, it literally felt like a taser on the left side of my temple. 3 weeks after that happened, I still had blisters in my left ear canal. And I had a doctor saying to me, what the hell happened? And I said, well, I can only explain to you what I felt. What actually happened, I don't know.
Yeah, I wish
know,
I could tell you, right?
I didn't know, but, you know, I knew
right.
that there were physical things that went along with it. And, you know, I've been to the point where I literally had seizures. I don't have epilepsy. And, you know, these are just some of the physical things that can show up for people. A lot of what's happening now is people are having these physical symptoms. And, you know, our natural propensity is to run to the doctor and say, this is what I'm experiencing. And then they run all sorts of tests. And the doctor says, we can't find anything. And so now you have somebody that thinks, I'm going crazy. I know I'm feeling this. It's real.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, folks, it is real. The symptoms you're feeling, they're very, very real. Okay. But what, and I encourage you, if you are feeling physical symptoms, you have to go get checked out by the doctor, because if you discount it without being checked out, you can end up in, you know, a medical crisis. Okay.
Yes.
But once
yes,
you're
you can.
Cleared by the doctor, then you can pretty much assume that what you're experiencing, you know, has to do with this vibrational shift. What is this vibrational shift about? You know, it's on every level, as you said, Scott, you know, from the electromagnetic field around the earth is changing. Okay. And this is about us going, you know, they predicted this for a long, long time, okay, that we were going to go through this on Earth. And you know, some people call it the ascension of Earth, okay? There are some people that are ready to go through the ascension and others that are not. And, you know, we have been at the same vibrational frequency for over 2,000 years. And so it can't just be a matter of coming in and, you know, raising it up and now we're all good to go. It's not that simple, because our bodies have to be adjusted to that vibrational frequency that's raising, okay? And that takes time for the bodies to adjust to it. And, you know, what I have been shown and been experiencing is our DNA is literally changing. You know, we already know that the cells in our body renew every 7 years or so. Well, this is going a step even deeper, in that our DNA and our body is literally changing.
Wow. Well, this is a time of increased velocity. It is a time of quickening. Sometimes I wonder if it's evolution or de-evolution in many cases. And
well,
but I do believe
I
that our dimensional cells are expanding. Yeah. Well, that's true.
We're seeing both. You know, if you have learned enough lessons, if you will, then you will be going through ascension. And, you know, the things that people have had buried that they think they've dealt with, that maybe they haven't completely dealt with, are rising to the surface. And it's getting put in their faces. And if they don't deal with it in the proper way, then it goes the other way. Kind of like, okay, you got to go back a grade. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, the funny thing is I've always believed my experiences and maybe my intuition I came into this life with or whatever it might be in my spiritual studies, that we create that future for ourselves, that opportunity of growth, that evolution or that de-evolution, if you will, by the things we do, the things we do not do, things we believe, the things we say and don't say, our actions. I always say, like I said during the hurricane, I kept saying, you know, prayers and action and prayer in any order, but definitely the action. You know, this is an action planet. And so those actions can be verbal, you know, they can be physical. They can be emotional, they can be psychological, and to the degree we are aware and to the degree that we are responsible for those actions, psychological, physical, verbal, spiritual, whatever you want to label it, is the in our karma bank, if you will. And so it's funny because I can point in my life so many times where I really made a conscious decision to not do something, not say something, not be something. In other words, not be that person, you know, like that. In the idea that because I would feel that that would be, I'd be really creating my own detriment, my own worst enemy, or my own best friend. And I think that that's a point of consciousness. Like once you cross that barrier where you're sort of consciously aware of that your actions have consequences, and it may not be right in that moment that they come back to you in other ways. And the lesson comes back to you till you learn it, and it becomes twice as hard sometimes, the same lesson, because you decided to go against what was really in the best interest of yourself and life. And I've seen this in my life played out, the truth is, many times I say, man, I'm glad I didn't become such an asshole.
Well, in my
if
own
you know what I mean,
Scott, one of the things that I experienced was, you know, I had two dreams, and I could even, you know, they were so profound. I can tell you the dates of these dreams, okay? And I am in the process of working on that book with it. But the dreams were like I kept dying and I kept going through this life review. Scott, to this day, there are still things that are coming up that were in those dreams that it's like, you know, I've come so far in that, you know, when that first started happening, it really knocked me off balance. Like, oh no, I've done this before. Why am I remembering this? Well, now I remember that I had the dream. Okay. And, you know, these scenarios will start unfolding in front of my eyes. And it's like, okay, I know what's happening here. I know what's going to happen next. And it's about what choice are you going to make with this, given what you saw in the premonitional dream? How are you going to handle this? You know, and it's an opportunity to
yes.
make a different choice.
Yes, in know? All our lives. Yeah, and
exactly.
Pam's talking about her experience, but it's only in relation to listening with you, dear listeners, for what might be going on in yours right now. And we're going to come back
well,
now to the phone calls, but go ahead and tie
having,
it up, Pam.
People are having very vivid dreams, and some of them are causing a great deal of anxiety because there's a lot of fear-based things that are showing up in the dreams, okay? And if you pay attention to those dreams, it's about releasing things, not about, oh my gosh, the world's coming to an end. Because it's not coming to an end. We're just
no.
going through a shift and a change.
Yeah, Mother Earth has a big weight loss program going on. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Weight loss program.
Inner work to do and outer work to do, you know. She's screaming, you know, all the things that we have done to poison her and toxify her, and one way or another,
yeah.
Mother Earth is going to balance that out, and Earth will survive, whether the people do or not, you know, and along with
I believe that's true now. I believe that's true, and I also believe that Mother Earth doesn't really care.
I don't believe
she's going
to
manifest her.
Simply. I do believe that she cares. The experience I had, you know, probably that I went to Peru this past summer, and you know, I did 11 days in the jungle. Well, during one of the ceremonies, one of the things that kept coming up, you know, it was, you know, people were purging and stuff like that during the ceremony, and it was it was amplified and very loud for me. And it was, you know, this is human suffering. It's so hard to listen to and look at and watch. And the message I kept getting is human suffering is by choice. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I felt
well,
this
yeah.
divine mother thing coming over me. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the tears just rolled. You know, it's like because I understood, you know, it is hard for her, you know, the mother, the divine goddess, whatever, you know, however you want to term it, it's hard to look at. It's hard to watch. it's hard to observe. But then knowing that a lot of the things that we do and we cause, we're causing them ourselves.
Oh, I agree with
you,
Pam. Yeah, I agree with you. And what I want to do is I want to reset what I said. I believe Mother Earth cares about us deeply, but I believe the force of nature, the force of nature is the force of nature.
That's way
and
up.
is not controllable. All right, we're going to go back to the phone calls, though, the dear listeners out there. That's just me. My website, of course, on Facebook. I'd love you to join the Facebook group, Love Cafe with Scott Cluthie. That's C-L-U-T-H-E. Pam Jenkins' website is heavencallingearth.com. You can find out all about her work there and what have you. And, Pam, we're going to go to some calls now. And how do they connect with you, Pam?
For the show, what we would like to do so we can help as many people as we can, we take a directed question, okay? When we do private sessions, I don't do it that way unless it's a short session. When I do at least a 30-minute session, I give them everything that's come through in a meditation, asking, does this make sense to you? And we go through everything that's come in the meditation, and then I allow them time to ask questions. But again,
Very good.
For the show, let's have them direct a question so we can help as many people as we can.
Very good. Our first caller is from a 201 area code, 201. And I'll remind you, the call-in line is 347-308-8478 here on Love Cafe with Scott Cluthie. My special guest is Pam Jenkins. And let's see who's been very patiently holding on the line from 201.
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi. Rose. Hello, Rose.
How are you?
Hi, Rose. You're calling us from New Jersey, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So how can we help you today, this
afternoon? I do have money concerns at the present time, and I want to know if my future looks better regarding my finances.
It does, Rose. You, one of the problems is you're worrying so much that you're magnetizing that and making it bigger than it needs to be. Okay? I'm not saying not to look at it and, you know, you have to take action to do the things that you need to do to get it straightened out. But focus on the fact that you are going to be living in abundance and prosper. Okay? And when you start focusing that way, then that's when that abundance will show up. Can I suggest a book for you to read?
Sure.
It's called The Magic Mala by Bob Olson. I think it will be very beneficial for you.
Okay. The Magic
Mala, M-A-L-A.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Rose, it's good to hear from you, okay? You take care of yourself, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for
calling. I'm gonna put you back on hold in case you want to listen to the rest of the show online. It's always nice to do that. Our next caller is from 913. I'm going to remind you, I have some open lines, 347-308-8478 for Love Cafe, here with your host, Scott Cluthie. My guest is Pam Jenkins. And my next caller is from a 913 area code. Also another patient person online for quite a while, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Andy. Hi, Pam. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Good evening, Andy.
Good.
Andy, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Kansas, from the middle of the country.
And how's the weather?
Tornado Alley. Yeah.
Tornado Alley. Absolutely. It's absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful sunny weather, upper 70s, low 80s, and my heart goes out to everybody affected by these hurricanes and the fires and all of the other things.
Everything
that are
else.
Going on.
Earthquakes, mudslides.
Yes.
It's all happening.
Absolutely. It sure is.
Well, it's Mother Earth balancing herself out.
Yes.
And it will be.
Very directly.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that.
She's
I just
moved
wanted to ask.
EMS.
Yeah, yes.
There you go.
True. I'm in the midst of actually the beginnings of a divorce, and just kind of wondering how long this will drag out.
Do you guys have the option of no fault in your state?
Yes. That is, it's mandatory. That's how it'll be dealt with.
So you just basically have to come to an agreement over property and things of that nature.
Correct.
It'll be solved and resolved within a year.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And,
Thank you.
What I'm hearing is you guys are, you know, it's not an animosity-driven thing. You guys just kind of grew apart and
right.
going in your separate ways. So,
right.
And neither one of you are the type of people to fight over the popcorn popper, so it's going to make it easier.
Good. It's hard enough to go
it.
Through as it is, that's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, you take it. I'll get a new one.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm hearing. You know, it'll be more like, no, you take it. I don't want it. Which is a far better way to be than people that are fighting over stuff.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So, I feel like it'll resolve itself pretty quickly.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Andy. Thank you for calling in to Love Cafe. Do join me on Facebook and join the Facebook group on Facebook if you've not for Love Cafe. And
thank you,
Scott. Call very much. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful fall up there in Kansas, I'm sure. I grew up in Columbus out there. It's not that far from you. It's a little bit, but that's a very nice place in the autumn. Now,
yes.
Nice. All right, carve a pumpkin for me. All right, we
Kansas,
have
that's
other.
That's where Dorothy was from, right?
Well, this ain't Kansas anymore. This is the hurricane bunker in Dallas. I told you, North Dallas, actually. But our call in line is 347-308-8478. We've got some other callers on the line. Oh, now they're dropping in here. Oh, they're dialing in for dollars now. Okay. We will be back with your calls. I just want to remind you about the show and how I can support you. So stay with me. And don't forget, Pam Jenkins' website is heavencallingearth.com. Go there and find out about personal consultations and all that. And yes, I hear the rumor she's working on that book. Right, Pam?
That's right.
Okay, we'll be right back in about a minute and 49 seconds.
This is Scott Cluthy. We'll be right back with more from the Love Cafe. Don't forget our call-in line, 347-308-8478. And visit the Love Cafe on Facebook. Just look for Scott Cluthy's Love Cafe. We'll be right back. Hi, Scott Cluthy, host and producer of Love Cafe Radio and Love Cafe Video and other media as well. Glad you're listening tonight. Have you ever thought about hosting your own radio show? Well, as a graduate of Coach University and a professional broadcaster over 30 years, I can guide you to your dreams of having your own talk show that sounds professional and is professional. Every aspect of your show, from the scripting to the concept to the execution, you'll be a professional in broadcasting after working with me, either on a monthly basis for long-term or short-term, to increase or improve your abilities as a broadcaster and do better programming, attract a larger audience, and even more quality guests because of the quality and professionalism of your broadcasting. I'd like to help you. Give me a call, 832-846-5270, or write to me at scott@lovecafehouston.com. And let's have a conversation about you becoming the potential radio star that's there within you today. Thanks. Welcome back to the Love Cafe with Scott Cluthy. Our call-in line, 347-308-8478 for tonight's guest. Glad to have you in the Love Cafe. Now, Scott Cluthy and the Love Cafe.
Yeah, it's always a time for different breakthroughs. This is actually the first time I've ever done my show on a laptop remotely with this plug-in mic instead of my home studio. It was kind of fun. It's working so far, so that's good. Hopefully it sounds okay for you dear listeners out there. My guest this evening, live on Love Cafe, it's Pam Jenkins, very gifted, intuitive, and her website is heavencallingearth.com. Welcome back, Pam.
Thank you, Scott. It's always fun to do radio with you.
It's always fun to do radio with you, Pam. And Pam's very good, by the way. It's Scorpio child. Well, I know you know that. Our next caller is from a 631. We want to serve some people out there and connect with you, 631 area code, and let's see who's on the line this evening. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was just wondering about my love life.
Well, there you go. What part of the country are you in, Sue?
Long Island.
Maryland?
New York.
Long Island?
Oh, Long Island. Excuse me. I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry about that. Apologies.
That's okay.
I'm messing with you. Thank you, Sue.
That's okay.
You have a tendency to keep people at arm's length, okay? You hold back with letting them get inside the wall. Does that make sense to you?
No, not really. I haven't met anybody that, you know, has time to date and stuff, but now I'm going out on a couple of blind dates, and I'm just going to treat them as friends, and if they ask me out, go out as friends, even if it's two or three of them, and see what happens.
There you go.
You don't recognize that you have a bit of a wall up, and I want you to start taking inventory and looking at that, because the sooner you pull that wall down, the sooner your love life will take off. Your Mr. Right will show up, okay? An old book that will help you with that is called Radiant Heart Healing.
Okay.
It's by Dr. Sharon Wendt. That's W-E-N-D-T. You may have to get that as a used book, but it's a very good one. Okay.
Okay.
And I feel like you will meet somebody that you really want to build some foundation with within the next 6 months.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where you need to take your time and build the foundation, get to know each other, and then it will really take off.
Okay. Do you think it's one of the three people I have a blind date with?
I'm hearing that it will be within 6 months. I can't say whether it's one of the three that you're getting ready to go out with.
Okay.
Okay. But you will be happy, okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well,
bye-bye.
I appreciate your call from Long Island, Sue. And good luck on that, okay? See what you can manifest.
Thank you.
Go for it. All right, bye-bye. Our next caller is, might be from Canada. I'm not sure because I never know if these are internet numbers or Canadian or, Canadian internet. Yes, he's from Canada, and this caller's from the internet, but that doesn't mean all callers from Canada use the internet, right? Hi, who's this?
Hey, Scott, this is Trish, and you're right. I'm not from Canada. I'm from Connecticut.
Well, there's a yeah, okay.
Well,
there's a Yankee in King Arthur's court, right? There you go.
There you go.
Don't listen to me. I'm full of back bacon.
I always listen to you. You have a great show.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you.
He does, doesn't he?
He really does. So,
thank
Pam,
you.
My question is, I'm wondering if you see either an increase in finances from a change in job or something else.
I feel like you are going to change your job, and it feels like almost like you're changing what you're doing altogether. Okay, like you've been in – it's not a total change of career – but it's in, like, it's taking a curve in the direction that you're going in. What do you do now?
I work for a software company.
Mm-hmm. I do see you changing jobs, and the area of your focus is going to be different than what it is right now. Are you working in the city?
No, I don't work in the city.
Mm-hmm. And the job change may involve a move.
Okay, well, I'm actually trying to move, so that would work well.
That will be what you do. And again, what you're doing, there's, you know, it's like there's a, I'm seeing a circle, and it's like the circle is turning to the left. So there's going to be a shift in the way that you're doing things. Okay.
Okay.
You'll continue working in software, but, and let me just use this as an example. If you're writing code, you may be switching over to troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just using that as an example. I don't know what the switch is, but I'm just saying there's going to be a change in it in that way.
Okay. Do you,
okay.
When you see these things, do you get a general time frame? Like, do you see out no farther than 6 months, or how does that work?
Now, that all depends on what we're looking at and that kind of thing, because I can, you know, sometimes when I will be looking at something, I can see a year time range and months. You're looking at a change within the 3 to 6 month time frame.
Okay.
I feel like the job thing, it's going to go hand in hand. Okay. And,
oh, you mean the job?
You know,
move?
We're not just talking about like moving across town. You know, the move I'm seeing is like out of, you know, to a different area altogether.
Okay. Well, got it. Well,
thank
you.
So it's big changes for you. Very big changes.
Ready? Yeah. Ready to pull up the roots?
Well, I guess it depends where the roots are, but certainly I am looking to move. We'll just, I guess, see what happens.
Well, I would tell you what you want to do is focus on where it is that you think that you would like to live and manifest that job in that way, okay? Rather than having it just show up for you, because sometimes when people do that, they end up unhappy. You know, but let's say, you know, you really had a desire to say live in Arizona, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what you did is you just started searching for a job, and the job became available in Maine. And so you went to Maine instead of Arizona. That's how you end up unhappy, okay?
Okay.
So what you want to do is take a look at that and then focus, because you have the ability to manifest it the way that you desire to have it. You know, and don't do it by default, do it by design, and you'll be much happier.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, write your own code, Trish.
Yeah, there you go.
Write your own code, right?
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for listening and calling.
That's something that people don't realize, Scott, is that
they can write their own code.
All,
that's right.
We're writing our own story, okay? And, you know, what are you writing? Are you writing a mystery? Are you writing drama? You know, are you writing a love story, a fairy tale? You know, you can write whatever you want, but know that you're the one that is the author of the book.
Oh, that part. You mean responsibility?
Yeah, that hateful word.
Oh, God, what a burden
you
are.
It's so much easier to blame it on somebody else, isn't it?
Yeah, you told me that was going to happen, Pam, and then it did. You did it to me.
So, therefore, it's my fault.
Yeah.
He's the messenger.
All right, let's go back to phone calls. 845 area code. This is Love Cafe with your host, Scott Cluthie. Great to have you out there. Love takes many forms.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Who is it?
My name is Helena. I call it from New York.
Helena from
Hi,
New
Helena.
York.
How
You're on
help
with
you?
Pam Jenkins.
the reason I call it, see, my daughter, she's going to work with the lady, the name is Sheila.
All right.
She's going to work what?
With Sheila?
My daughter, she's going to work with the name of the lady Sheila.
Sheila.
Lady by the name of
Sheila.
Sheila,
okay. Sheila, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You want to know if it's going to be okay?
Yeah, see, they're going to work together.
What's your daughter's name?
Catherine.
Catherine's going to work with Sheila, and Helena
right.
is the mother, Pam.
Right, right,
and,
right.
And it's going to be a good mix. Everything's going to work out fine. They're going to get along very well. And
they're
going to
work
together?
Like
yes, it'll be fine.
Very good.
They'll get along. Everything will work fine.
Very good.
Does that make Mama feel better?
Of course.
Yeah, I know. Why do you...
Mom's
why, Helena. Yeah, Helena. Of course, Mom's a worrier. She's a mom. Now, listen, Helena, what made you
yes.
think that maybe she wouldn't with Sheila? I mean, do you know Sheila? And
who?
I mean, the woman she's going to... Your daughter's going to work with, Catherine, going to work with Sheila. Do you know her?
Oh, sure. I think she lives in Inglaterra.
She lives in where?
In Inglaterra, far away.
Oh, in the desert, far away?
Yeah, she working far away. They got to be up
to
here, I know.
Okay, they don't work at Burning Man, right? They don't work at Burning Man. Okay. Well, it sounds good, Mama Helena. I hope it's all good for Catherine, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Listen, I can ask another question.
Girl.
I can ask another question.
Quick.
You see, I'm going to Italy soon. You see, I'm going to go in Italy soon.
Oh, she's going to go soon?
It means I'm going to Italy soon.
You're going to
I'm
Italy?
I'm Italian girl. Yeah, I'm Italian.
Well, really? How could I tell? You're going to Italy? Lucky you. I've never been to Italy. I've only watched movies.
No, she's
lasagna.
Asking you, she's going to Italy soon.
So I'm
going
to go
yeah,
soon.
You're going to... Oh, are you going to go?
Within 6 months.
It's six months.
6 months.
That's a pretty fast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very
you're making
much.
My life, Helena. You light me up, Helena.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta Vazula, you're something else, Helena.
That's a beautiful over there.
Helena,
yeah, you're
sure
not kidding.
Let us know how the trip was.
Yeah, would you?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Send me some amaretto, okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, Helena. You're
bye-bye.
A beautiful
thank
woman.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, we love the mothers. Yeah. From a father to a mother. Going to go back to Italy soon. How could I tell? And, you know, I'm Italian. That's classic line on this radio show. Really? I love that, right? You know I'm Italian. That's like a really? From a 561 area code, who's this?
Oh, thank you both so much for taking my call.
What's your name?
My name is Stacy, and I'd also like to know if you see, you know, love, dating, anything coming in soon.
ETs, anything like that. Yeah, Stacy, hey.
Stacy,
what do you
think,
Pam?
It's going to be a while. Yeah, I'm hearing that it's going to be a little while before you meet somebody that is going to, you know, you're going to be going out for fun and stuff, but for someone that's going to be like a long-term committed one-on-one type thing, that's about a year off for you.
Oh, okay. But
that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a good time within this year before that starts, okay?
So you see, when do you see things at least starting, like, getting out, because I guess holidays will be here before you know it.
Well, what I'm hearing is that you have to put yourself out in a position to be able to meet people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like the person that's going to be the quote-unquote one is going to be from an online dating type thing.
Oh,
okay?
I don't do online dating.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not where it's coming from.
No, I don't do that. You know, it's too many weirdos. I wouldn't do that. Because I believe you have to have real life connection, and
yes.
you can't like judge chemistry like that. I don't know. I guess you just have to know somebody and know about them. You just can't just meet strangers like
you can't
that. I don't
just Snapchat
that.
On your first date. That doesn't work.
I wouldn't do that. I never did Snapchat before, but I just know like Facebook, you know, guys on Facebook with the kind of messages, the kind of texting and inappropriate messages. It's like,
oh yeah,
lizards. In other words, if a guy is on a computer, they could say anything that they wouldn't say in person normally. They're just, they don't have any filter, and that's not what
yes.
I want. I don't want to go meet a guy in a bar because I don't drink and I don't want somebody that drinks. But I do go out to eat. I go to outdoor festivals. I like sporting events. So I go places where there's people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm hearing that you need to get yourself involved in like some sort of group where you're meeting with like-minded people on a regular basis.
Okay.
You know, and they used to have something called Meetup.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something like that where you're meeting with people. Let's say that you're into spiritual things, okay? And you go places and you meet with a consistent group of people. That's the type of thing that I see you doing. And
yeah, I'm not into being around. I know. I like more like a few close friends. I'm not into big groups of people. Because if some people don't get along,
fine.
It's not really good. So that's what I'm saying. I don't hang out with that many people at once.
Right. And what I'm seeing
I did when I was younger, like going out dancing with a bunch of people. But what happened
was... Oh, yeah,
was,
group therapy. Yeah.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is when you go out with a group of people and one of them doesn't get along with the other, it just makes it awkward. It really does. I've tried that. Because, you know,
yeah.
when you're younger, you go out with groups of people, and if they don't get along, and then they don't want, there's so much drama involved in that. I don't do that.
No, the group that I'm seeing is like 5 to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about going out dancing and that kind of thing. It's more of a get-together and talking and...
Yeah, like what's your interest, Stacey? What kind of like not your work, but you know, what do you like? Like I like playing guitar, I like hearing music, I like walking my dogs, I like looking at dogs.
Oh, I love
and
cats.
I like cooking dinner.
Those things and I like sports. Football.
You like sports.
Tennis.
Okay. Football,
yeah.
Tennis, okay. So that's what Pam's talking about. And, you know, there are even groups then around those things. There's collections around it. You got a certain team you like or whatever. There's sometimes, well, here we go back to the bar again, but they gather and watch sports or cats, you know, the SPCA, you've got all these organizations, and there are groups of people all about their cats and sharing their cats.
You're in New York,
and,
aren't you?
Who? Are you in New York?
You're in New York, right?
I'm nowhere near there. No, I don't want to meet a New Yorker. I'm a Southern girl. I'm from Florida.
There you go.
No, the gal that was talking to you is from before, earlier. She's from Long Island. But, no, I want
to
meet a
You're talking to
gentleman.
Helena. Yeah.
I don't know who
Where are you
she
from
is, but I'm just saying. No, I'm from Florida. I'm originally from Miami.
It's all right.
I'm just saying I don't believe in a long-term relationship. So what good would it be meeting somebody at the U.S. Open? I know I like U.S. Open, but I'm not interested in – flying to New York to meet some guy.
No, that's
you know,
not
go
what
to US
I
Open.
Thought.
No,
I
no, no. She just thought you were from New York. She just had a
code.
Oh, no.
The area code was 516.
You're
in Florida. Mine's 561. 516 is
New York.
Are you near Hollywood? Are you near Hollywood, Florida? The reason I ask is our good friend Carmen Hara's home is in Hollywood, Florida. I was going to have her on, and she went to Europe, and she's coming back.
Yeah,
I had her on the air, but
I'm
wondering how her home is.
Yeah.
A little north of Miami.
About a half hour. Yeah, half hour.
Okay.
No, I'm living up in Palm Beach County.
Okay. Okay.
See,
and,
there's like an app around that's like it's called Meetup, and you can meet with people that like the same types of things that you do. Now, I don't know if they have it down there. I know that they have it in different areas like D.C. and you know, different.
Yeah, one of my friends has done it. It's predominantly women. There's not that many men that do it.
Okay, Stacy, we're going to get some other calls on, but I'd like to throw something at you because our two dogs, Shih Tzus, are from the Bark here in Houston, and they're rescue dogs, okay? And you were talking about you love the cats, and Florida just has gone through hell, and it's got a lot more hell to come. And some of the worst hell is for those who can't even speak for themselves, and those are animals. So I'd like to suggest that maybe you find a way to interact with shelters, animal shelters, people looking. Like here in Houston, we had that terrible Harvey. Well, the NRG Stadium,
okay,
they still have animals.
Houston? Are you guys okay from Houston? Are you okay from Houston? What happened?
Gratefully, my family and my home is, but it's absolute disaster. I mean, horrible, just like Florida, only even a bigger footprint, believe it or not, because it just it sat over us for 4 days, okay? So I'm just saying that there in Florida, there's so much you can do to help animals reunite with their owners. There are groups that are out helping the animals, and there are great, wonderful, kind-hearted men participating in those groups. And I'm not saying you're going to find your future husband. I'm just saying if you want to find people that resonate to your values, go look in that way, because at the least, you're going to help some people and their cats and animals. You're going to get so rewarded, you won't worry about whether or not you're looking to meet someone. You will meet someone because you'll be who you are.
I went to functions. It was PetSet, and it was for the Humane Society. I liked it. Like groups like that that have happy hours. And
they're right around you right now. They're out there right now, though, and people really need your help, Stacy, okay? So I want to suggest you go out and give some time to those animals, and they'll give back to you and people around you, too, okay?
Yeah, my cats found me. My two cats found me. They were rescued.
I hear you.
They showed up at my
We're
going
to let you go, Stacy, because we need to get another cat. We need another cat on the line here. Okay. So, but Stacy, thanks for calling, okay? All right.
Care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stacy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a few more callers on the air. That was just starting to drift off. The Continental Drift was happening. And this is a Love Cafe with Scott Cluthie live on Blog Talk Radio. Just a few minutes left with Pam Jenkins. Let's get one more call in here, okay, Miss Pam?
Sounds good.
And her website is heavencallingearth.com. Don't forget that. A 216 area code, 216. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on?
Pick up that phone. What's the name?
Hello?
Yeah, what's
Hello?
Your name? Desmond, where are you in the world?
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Very good. I grew up in Columbus. Go ahead, Cleveland.
No, not too far. Okay.
No.
Yeah. It's kind of miscellaneous, but I just was curious, not so much far as
Go ahead.
Low up or nothing, but I want to know if female work with, is there any type of connection there, or are we just kind of just cool and friendly?
Uh-huh.
The people that you work with?
Yeah. It's a female.
A young lady or someone in particular?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Annette. It feels like there's some innocent flirting going on back and forth, but what I'm hearing is you don't want to intermix your work with a romantic relationship.
Uh-huh.
I was just curious.
Causing
cause I just,
you a problem.
Yeah, because I just got a lady had just retired, and I was dealing with that, and it was just a bit much. So,
Desmond, that's very good advice from Pam, and I'll tell you, somebody's been in the work arena at the corporate, the business, the personal, the media, the home improvement, all that. Mixing relationships in the office, unless you guys run out the door and one of you quits working there, leads to a lot of, and I'm not saying, if you had something going on that already happened, okay, but I would not encourage you to encourage an inner office relationship. It just gets real sticky. All things being equal, if it's just like flirting, like Pam's saying, that's nice.
And see, I'm not saying this in a general way. I'm hearing very clearly that if you go down that road specifically, that it is going to not end well. So
I'm saying generally, that's why.
No. I'm saying it will not end well.
It doesn't end well. So, anyway, Desmond.
Leave it alone.
Good luck with
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay, okay, brother. Thank you. All right. Thank you. See you in the playoffs. Okay, bye.
And you know, sometimes some things come through in a general way, like, you know, it's
that
a
wasn't
bad
general.
Idea.
That was real
that
specific.
Was not
don't do that.
That was specific. That,
Desmond,
do
you
it.
Listening? Don't do that, Desmond. I see you're still online. Don't do that. Leave that alone. That's what she said. You never know who's behind her, too. Anyway, Pam Jenkins, give us a little 1 minute. Tell us a little about some of the gifts you bring to the table for people.
I am able to communicate with that have crossed over, so I can connect people with loved ones that have passed away. I also
that is so
have
true,
the ability
by the way.
To yeah. look at things that have gone on in the past, what's currently going on, and the possibility of things for the future. And I always say possibility because there are very, very yeah. few things that are written in stone. And anybody that tells you, you know, that they can fix it or, you know, this is exactly what's going to happen is either deluding themselves or, you know, it's just not the way it works. I mean, I had
the
somebody
life
call
isn't like
me
that.
A message to, yeah, you know, wanted to know if I do spell work, you know.
She don't burn
and,
no candles for you that way.
I got a chuckle out of it. You know, it's like it's been a long time since I've had a call like that. But,
it does not work. Yeah, gypsy woman. No, that's not Pam Jenkins. We're a little much moving beyond that into a little higher vibration.
Yes.
Pam Jenkins, her website.
I really enjoy helping the people with the ones that are going through this vibrational shift and being able to, you know, help them and say, look, you're not losing your mind. You know, this is really happening. You know, and it's happening on every single level from emotional to physical. You know, there's inner work that has to be done. There's outer work that has to be done. And you can't ignore either one. But the biggest message that I would give to the listeners out here is do not fall into fear over any of it. Because
Pam
fear
Jenkins.
Takes you down
yes.
the path of paralyzation. And you don't
That's
want to
right.
be paralyzed in the middle of something that you need to do.
It doesn't work out well. Her
no.
website is heavencallingearth.com. Thank you for joining me, Pam, on pretty short notice. Thank you for joining me on Love Cafe Radio.
Always enjoy doing it with you, Scott. And hopefully you'll be able
you
to
have a great
get
evening.
Back home and things straightened out
yes.
in Houston soon.
We
Big
will.
Hug to you
we
and tell Faye I said hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
To everyone out there, be kind, take care, and put out your hand and share. It's Love Cafe live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Scott Cluthy. Till then, take care, and we'll be back with more. Join me on Facebook. Night-night.
Thanks for joining me in the Love Cafe community. Don't forget, join us on Facebook at Scott Cluthy's Love Cafe and sign up for the newsletter. Till next time, this is Scott Cluthy. Thanks again for stopping by the Love Cafe.